listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Started out with the dreams and the plans of a wise man, and ended up with the heartaches of a fool. As a boy, I would walk through the valley and gaze at the world all around. Made a vow that somehow I would find fame and fortune. I found it. Look at me now. I had a sweetheart who would love me forever. Didn't need her. I would reign all alone. Look at me, I'm the king. Cold, lonely castle, queen of my heart is gone.
You're now listening to Perception Management, hosted, of course, by Keith Rogers. Today's date is 7/14 of 2019. I wanted to start that kind of show off there with a little bit of history there to that song there. And that's for all Americans. You're as old as I am, like quite a few of the other hosts out here. You remember how life used to be in this country. In fact, if you even go back 30 years, you'll realize that most of the stuff that's plaguing society today didn't even exist. Never even mentioned. There was some racism, generally by just a few people, whether they're white, black, Indian, whatever like that, you know. But generally, this country actually got along with each other. We were workers. We had things to do. And through time, you'll see that that's changed as more and more Americans become unemployed. More and more Americans are sitting home side by side together. Violence is breaking out, partner family abuses, the assaults, murders, and the crime keeps going up. And the government doesn't do a thing about it because there's no jobs. And that's because your corporations, where we used to work and get 40 hours a week, paid health care, time off, paid medical, paid dental, pregnancy leave, sick leave, it was all paid for because we had strong unions that actually worked for the people. So, under perception management, this is a military term. It's originally originated by the U.S. military, and of course the perception is defined by the process in which individuals select, organize, and interpret the input from their senses to give a meaning and order to the world around them. Components of perception include the perceiver's target of perception and the situation. And this is where we come into today with this massive amount of, whether it's American exceptionalism, which you always see these presidential candidates or presidential parties always going to West Point, like Pence in his latest one about basically the coming spear of the military's use towards Europe, towards our southern borders, not mentioning Mexico, but referring to Venezuela, as well as into the eastern China Sea area. And of course, they have to sell this product as something about defending one's country and defending one's freedoms at home. Now, any American that knows what's going on in this country knows that between our police state, the massive spying that's being done, everything we purchase is being cataloged. Like I mentioned, I think on my show before, I probably threw the bucket in, but I had bought a sink, a faucet up there at Ace Hardware, and I hadn't even got home, and I got a welcome to Kohl's, and thank you for opening an account with Kohl's in my email box, and I never gave them that information. But this is kind of like what Ken just said over there in New York, but the sharing of everyone's information there. And of course, this is where all the theft comes from, the data theft. Steve's credit card stuff. This country is not protecting us from anything, nor are the soldiers of this country who are thousands of miles away protecting our freedoms. We are going into full-blown tyranny. Anyway, I wanted to say I dedicate this show here to those listeners who actually care about their fellow man and one's actual personal morals, which would delegate over to your family, raising your family. And if, as I mentioned, if you're old as I am, you will have personally witnessed the change that's occurred in this country that has gotten by decades worse and worse. And I didn't want to get into a big biblical thing tonight here, but I believe, like many, that we are facing more of this end time scenario there. So I'll explain this in a few brief illustrations. First, I'm sure you have seen the Mecca, and that's where a lot of the birthplace of Muhammad and the site of Muhammad's first revelation of the Quran. And of course, it was in a cave there, but it was 2 miles to the Mecca. But every year, there's this massive pilgrimage. And I have no problem with Muslims and what they want to do. That's their religion. And if you live over there, you'll notice that most of the Muslims don't care what you want. It's only these radicalized ones, just as in as much as we have these radicalized evangelical Christians and such that believe that they can take on the world. And of course, they want to use your sons to do it. And of course, the Palestinians are no different. They have the same type of holy site over in Jerusalem. It's being undermined, but there is a constant fighting there and the plans of Israel to destroy that site and rebuild their third temple. So America here too once used to be a great population that was depicted throughout the centuries, whether it's in old movies or what, of the people sitting in church singing, "What a friend we have in Jesus," you know, stuff like that, you know. And today we see where this, as a Christian nation, is not what it was before. And I don't demean someone if they're not Christian or if they're atheist or anything like that, but anyone that's physically aware can see where this country's going. And the issue here is, a lot of this has been destroyed by the ADL, and of course, they're the ones that took the Bibles from schools, and this affected not only the Christians, but also those from the Judean faith. So anyone should know that the ADL, same thing, I guess, basically though, doesn't work for the Jews either. And this is a problem what we have today is a lot of Jews, like I mentioned before when I had the other show, I have damn good friends that are Jewish, and I have no problem with them. They have no problem with me, and they know my beliefs and my anti-Zionism beliefs, everything like that. And I know theirs, and they actually have their anti-Zionism there. And it's almost like the Rodney King of, why can't we all be left alone? Let people do what they want and don't bother them, you know. But we have a government here today who mainly gravitates towards Zionism. And as I mentioned, I call them radicalized Christians. Noam Chomsky is quoted over and over as referring to them as the Bolsheviks. And a lot of people say that Noam Chomsky is a gatekeeper. And I've emailed with him quite a few times, and I've gotten his opinions on quite a few things. And yeah, I will say that when it comes to 9/11 and stuff, that he is moot on that. I'm not going to even go there. But you know, the fact is, though, is he is not afraid to bring out what is actually wrong with the usurping of governments, and it's basically due to this Bolshevism. So anyway, today we're left with Americans who once used to fill the churches with their songs and their wonderful pastors, the preachers that talked about the social reform, which was to benefit the people themselves, their actual proclaimed democracy, where it actually helped the individuals out, has now all been replaced with this corporatism. And now we have those Americans who used to get out in fellowship. And as I mentioned on the other show there, where people are seen in Pizza Hut or something like that, where they're not even talking with each other. They're on their social media looking for their likes on their videos or some stupid post on a selfie. But everything is being removed from the family. And then we have, like I say, the pastors that constantly want you to donate to help them buy their jet planes. Pastor Hagee, who, as an alleged Christian, calls for the U.S. to bomb Iran. Pat Robertson, of course, who openly advocates the droning to death of the legally and democratically elected president of Venezuela. And remember, these guys are the ones that call themselves Christians. And if you follow those like Secretary Pompeo and Mark Rubio on Twitter, they play with the lives of millions. And of course, they're all using their version of their religion to destroy the targeted country in God's name. It's like reading this tweet from Marco Rubio where he says, "Update, please pray. Very tense moments as civilians take to the streets in Venezuela's side of the border, and peaceful aid workers have started up the trucks at border crossings. Standing between them is the National Guard, special police units, armed pro-regime gangs, and Cuban agents." You see how that's all worded? Pro-regime, remember, this is a democratically elected government with over 60-some-odd percent of the votes. We know that through China's ZTE system there, they couldn't rig the votes because they basically have a real ID down there, and you can't vote without the ID. Funny that you can do that there, but not in America. And, of course, Mark Rubio had to throw the Cuban agents in there because he's Cuban. Now, if you knew what the history of what the CIA has done to Latin America, you would think he'd be a little bit cautious on that because that's his people that have been killed over time, you know. But as Paul in the Bible mentioned, these are the ones that have a form of godly devotion but prove false to its power. And this was one of the signs marking the last days. Then the remainder of faith, who much like politicians today, who now pander to voters that operate with their religions a la carte, namely that if a certain religion expresses the views of God's word towards any facet of someone else's life or lifestyles and they don't like it, they simply just move to a religion that condones their way of life, forgetting what the Bible says. And now you'll recall Mark Dyson did a video here not too long ago where he had a Bible, a Christian Bible, inside of a Quran. And he was reading to people down in California there about different things, whether it was homosexuality, stuff like that. And those people were just aghast at what those evil Muslims would do. Then after he got the response, he showed them it was right from their Bible. And these guys, well, he'd ask him what they were. And of course, they said Christian. So these are the ones, just like today, where we have a populace who elect a bunch of people. But the populace doesn't know their constitution. And so when their own government, who swear an oath to protect that very constitution, whether it's freedom of speech, freedom of religion, name it, when they usurp all that, the people don't care because they don't know that their rights are being treaded on. And this is seen, whether it's a traffic stop or anything like that. And of course, you're supposed to bend to the will of the government every time. If not, get shot. So, as a guide, though, the Bible, it leads us to all truth, as was mentioned there earlier. It keeps us on the path of righteousness. It gives us a clear record of God's will for mankind. His word also grants us insight into the mind of God, his character of who he is, his holiness, righteousness, judgment, love for mankind, and his plan and expectations for all of man, etc. And remember, when God's word was spoken, it was final. And that was brought out in 2 Kings there, 17 there. Which goes on basically to say that man has made statutes and gods for themselves. And remember, this is where in Kings that man refused to walk by faith and had to have something by sight. And so we get into this idolatry. They have to have their big church steeples. The clergy have to wear their tassels longer and stuff and stand on the street corners to get recognized. That's not what it was about. And that's why Christ was noted for turning the tables over in the temple. It wasn't that the tables shouldn't have been there, because people traveled for thousands of miles to go there and get atonement for their sins. And so they had to trade for turtles or doves, what do you call it? I was going to say turtle doves, sorry about that. But for doves and whatever else like that, which was used in the sacrifice. And so the tables were fine. It's just that they turned it into a marketplace. And that's basically what they do today with, say, Christmas. Always these Christmas sales. Like, suddenly Christmas, the meaning of Christ means something to everyone on Christmas. But what happened to the other 364 days? Like any other holiday, Easter. Suddenly we're infiltrated with rabbits laying eggs, the goddess of fertility. I mean, everything has been commercialized to where you're supposed to run out and buy these cute little colored eggs that a rabbit laid. I don't know if anyone knows about rabbit breeding, but anyway, So, you know, this is the false narrative of God and country that I see today. And that is that Christians in any country, when your government calls upon you to go out and kill others in all these wars based on total lies, just so that they are forced to use a currency that says, in God we trust on it. But, anyway, it's monopoly money. But anyway, that all others must die if you don't use their currency. And this is what we see right now in this global empire, which we see is now coming to a close. And our Americans should rightly be concerned about this because of these different tariffs and stuff. We were talking earlier about the cost of food going up in the stores. All the produce here in our local store is all marked product of Mexico. If China stops in a massive trade war, if they just stop selling to America, what is America going to do? Because they have replaced everything with someone else outside the country. As well as the Midwest being flooded, the late planting or no planting, the grain loss from last year, the millions of livestock. And, of course, the first thing the United States does is they point to Iran's floods and talks, well, look what they're doing over there. Their country can't even manage. Yeah, but see, again, they omit the fact, just like they do with Venezuela or just like they did with Iraq, that it was U.S. sanctions that caused these problems in the first place to where these governments cannot operate because they cannot sell their oil to either buy food or whatever else. But always look to someone else. Meanwhile, here in America, as was mentioned, when they point to another country, they forget that Americans are sleeping on the streets in tents, the starving, the dying veterans, the recruiting officers, the active duty, Marines and special ops that are committing suicide, people crapping in the streets. But please, look to what Russia's doing. By God, you know. One can only expect that when you replace that which was holy, God's word, with the words from others, listening to these stupid newscasters. If you haven't seen those videos of scripted news, you should watch those. Every single TV network, same exact script. I mean, it's they have done everything to make sure that everyone has the same exact news 24/7. And, of course, anyone else that goes off and looks at something else, well, then you're a conspiracy theorist. It's not a sanctioned media outlet. So, with that, you know, with the scripture again, I don't know if Ken's got that little video, that 25-second clip for me or not. But anyway, the Bible says the wide road is sold to you through many venues. And, of course, this is being one of tolerance today. And, in fact, tolerance is now becoming a substitute for morals. Imagine watching those who now glorify, as I mentioned earlier on the other show, the 10 to 11-year-old drag queen dancing at a gay bar. This is all seen in the pandering of politicians when they're calling for basic patriotism. And this bothered me about Tulsi Gabbard, where she talks about her service over in Iraq, you know, 2003 and Kuwait 2008. And she talked about serving with her LGBT fellow servicemen. And I have no problem with that, or servicewomen, you know. But then she always lists the casualty of the Americans, but she forgets to mention that the war was a lie and nearly a million people died over that lie. So by God, the LGBTQ has rights here, but they can go overseas and kill people because apparently they don't have rights to live because they happen to just happen to have oil underneath them. Anyway, Ken, I don't know if you have that little 25-second clip, do you? Yeah, you want to click that in there? You know, this is how they program people. They get these catchy little tunes and stuff and make it sound hip hop, you know, like that. And that's like this rap music today where you got the, whether it's even whites, blacks, whatever, like that. They're singing the N-word, whatever, like that, you know. And they repeat it over and over again like that. And then if it isn't that, then they're talking about F the police and stuff. And you know what? Those producers that produce that music don't care, especially if they kill you because your music's worth even more. See how that works? But that's after they've programmed a population to sit there and hum those tunes. And we all know that. I was watching some 1970s commercials here. I don't know if I got a break coming up or not. But yeah, watching these 1970s commercials there about what it was in our era of growing up and how we used to sing along with, you know, my baloney has a first name. And they got people singing this stuff. Well, see, that's how this propaganda works there. They get you in on these little tunes, you know. One thing I do like about country western music, the older stuff that I listen to, is they haven't been able to subvert it. They can subvert everything else, just throw massive sex on it. Even new country is that way now. It's just total sex, you know. And that's, like I say, in America, that's what sells. They didn't pass out condoms when I was younger in school. They talked to you about abstinence, family life, stuff like that. Raising children, only you did it because you wanted to maintain your family name. Now, just if you don't like what you get, just, well, kill a baby. Anyway, do I have a break there, Ken? Oh, well, be that way. Oh, okay. Okay. My bad. Okay, so anyway. So, you know, we're at the point here where we have the actual propaganda. And I want to show you here at this next clip here. It starts out about 32 seconds into it here, but this is how propaganda works. So, Kenneth, could you play that one then, please? I believe so, yes. Yeah. Exposed U.S. official lines from RT.
Trying to make a high seas bust. We're gonna share the details with you in just a little bit, so don't go away. But we're going to begin with more of this tit-for-tat between the United States officials and Moscow over whose reporters are more honest. All right, we'll start with that guy right there. See him? His name is John Lansing. He had something called U.S. Global Media, which is in charge of the effort to go around the world making sure that people see stories from our American point of view. And just so you understand, what this guy is in charge of, he's not in charge of CNN or Fox or CBS or ABC News or any of those, right? He's in charge of the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, etc. Now, some people would say it's our American version of propaganda established to combat the Nazis in 1942 and then used as well against the Soviets. Regardless, that's what he is in charge of. Of course, the Nazis were defeated and the Soviet system is also gone. And that creates a problem for an agency that gets hundreds of millions of our tax dollars to combat our enemies, right? It's like, what do we need? Enemies. In other words, they need an enemy, whether it's a real enemy or an exaggerated enemy, to be able to keep cashing that check from the government. So here's Mr. Lansing making his pitch, describing the evilness of media outlets like RT. Essentially, what he's doing is he's calling us blatant liars.
The weaponization of information that we're seeing is real. And the Kremlin is one of the primary aggressors on this front. Russia's goal is to destroy the very idea of an objective, verifiable set of facts. From their perspective, in a world where nothing is empirically truthful, any lie will do.
Okay, so there you have it. Then to really drive that point that you just heard him make home, they bring out a young woman. Her name is Leah Gabriel, essentially working for the same agency. She's in charge, though, of something that's called global engagement. Global engagement, where I presume we try to engage the world with our side of the stories that we want people to hear, right? Makes sense. Okay, that's fine. Let's hear her out.
The GEC's role, as I've mentioned before, is to lead the U.S. government's effort and to coordinate our efforts in countering propaganda and disinformation.
Okay, that's the GEC's role. Did you get that? That's the GEC's role, this engagement center, right? That's where E and C comes in. Disinformation. Disinformation is a very interesting word, right? It essentially means lying. So if you're going to be accusing somebody of lying, saying these countries like Russia are lying, her audience is about to ask her, that's really important. Do you have anything to back that up? Watch what happens.
We've been saying they covertly plant false stories. They use...
give me a couple of examples of fake stories. Because since we've been talking in generalities, I'd like to know what kind of information they're spreading. What are they saying, for example?
Well, it really depends on the country,
Just give me an example. Pick a country and give me an example.
Okay.
You almost feel sorry for her, right? So, sometimes it's not what you say. It's what you don't say.
There you go. That's what we're faced with. So when we listen to our so-called elected politicians out there, like George Bush, and talking about the weapons of mass destruction, and Iran is supposed to be blowing up ships over there in the Middle East, you're supposed to believe everything. And remember, in 2013, the United States, through Congress, passed the Domestic Use of Propaganda on its citizens. And nowhere, again, back to the Constitution, does the Constitution, do we the people, give the power or the authority to the government to lie to us. They're supposed to represent us. So, this was a genius move by Russia, of course. They simply place news agencies around the world and fund them to strictly tell the truth. I mean, if anyone else knows that, that's why you see over in England right now that they are refusing Russia access to their meetings, because they do not want people to hear the truth. And of course, like on YouTube, if you click on YouTube's channel for RT, it comes up there. The first thing is, it's either holy or sponsored by the Russian government, you know. And of course, you're not supposed to have access to that. And of course, anyone that does question their official narrative, like, say, Julian Assange, we know what happens to them. Or other reporters, like Michael Hastings. And if Khashoggi was real, anyone that was to come out with a different narrative or know the truth about something, right now they're attacking Glenn Greenwald over there for his breaking stories out of Brazil with the massive corruption down there. So these are targeted journalists. And this happened, the same thing, right, as World War II broke out. You're supposed to be totally patriotic towards a country, even though it lies to you and millions of people get killed. Some of those might be your friends or your own children. And wave the flag because it's for your government, you know, your country. Reminds me of that show on Voyager on Star Trek there where Ichep, young, handsome young boy, was assimilated by the Borg. And finally, after time in space, the Voyager crew was able to rescue him from the Borg, and they brought him back to his home planet there. And the next thing they did is they found out that his parents relaunched him back into space to go back and be assimilated by the Borg, because he was bred specifically with the virus for the Borg. And in the video, they said that Ichep's role was to be a sacrifice so that they could live. And I thought, well, that sounds horrible. The greed behind that someone would send their sons and daughters off to some other place so that they could sit back and enjoy their barbecues at home. I mean, do you actually see how selfish that sounds like? I mean, that's exactly what it is. And again, we're back to this thing here with all the Americans, with what we have going here, with the, you know, the constant stream of propaganda about how bad other countries are. Forget what's going on in this country. I was just talking on Twitter here about one out of every 2,000 or 2,100 homes is foreclosing on. It's more in certain areas. The amount of 7 million people that have auto loans are 3 months behind. And like I mentioned earlier, the corporations don't care because they're still charging you interest. And a while back on the other show, I talked about the floods down Houston or the Texas and stuff, and they make it so that people can't even get insurance to cover themselves, but the bank, you still got to pay for the bank if you lose your home. We'll be right back.
With the troubled mind, I'm a mountain, come on and climb, cause you look so good. So down, it don't take much, girl, to turn it all around. Come with me, come with me. The feeling's free.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
It's hung there on the front porch since this old house was built. It's where the old men whittle and the women piece their quills. It's held for generations through whatever life could bring. That old swing,
that old swing,
that old porch swing.
Welcome back, everyone, to Perception Management. That's the old whisper, Bill Anderson. Anyway, I wanted to finish up here with here, by the way, if you can help donate to RBN here, the number to call during the business weekdays is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And you can press an extension 1 from 1 to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday. And if not, you can send a check or a money order or whatever else you'd have to RBN, the address of 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And you'll hear that repeated here often enough. you can catch it again if you need it. But anyway, in that video that I played there, it went on to talk about the hundreds of millions of dollars used by these government agencies here in the United States to try to sell you some mythical, logical swamp gas that Russia is behind everything wrong in America. And speaking of that, I just got a memo from the Kremlin here that Russia is not going to interfere in the 2020 elections because, according to my sources, it was determined that the U.S. is too screwed no matter who wins. But anyway, maybe a tweet I put out here earlier. The growing stretch of homeless camps in Silicon Valley is now visible from space. That's from San Francisco's local CBS local news. Tells you the dire needs of what's going wrong in this country. But surely it must be the Russians that has the U.S. citizens crapping in the streets in California. Russia's behind the millions in this country that are living in tents, as I just mentioned. In most American cities, Russia's also causing the starvation, causing the 40 farmer suicides a day. Russia's also behind the listed 55,000 bridges that need repaired or replacing, as well as Russia's behind those military recruiters, active duty Marines and special ops that are committing suicide, or the 8,000 plus veterans annually who commit suicide. And I suppose you can blame Russia for the IG report in where 307,000 veterans are basically offed by the VA. There's something wrong in this country. People need to wake up and understand it's governance is supposed to be from people that you elect to do something for the people. And they're all fattening their portfolios as they strip mine not only other countries, but they're strip mining America. So, and they call those other countries regimes. Of course, this is corporate fascism. Everyone's starting to agree with this now. Anyway, the same America who today has acknowledged so many CIA-running Democrats in the 2020 election, and like their CIA counterpart death squads that destroyed many of the Asian and Latin American countries from those in the likes of Oliver North Contras, as well as the stay-behind forces, ergo, the hired paramilitary forces to make sure that after the U.S. destroyed those countries for profits of the U.S. corporations, that nothing is built or is placed back into the survival of the civilians that are there. And so here's an example of the foreign policy from New York Times. This refers to the Sandinistas are in defeat in Nicaragua. This is the Oliver North days. So the Camero years initiated a period of significant economic and social decline for Nicaragua. From 1990 to 2001, the country fell from 60th to 116th in the world in terms of human development and has become the poorest of America, of the Latin American countries after Haiti, according to the United Nations Development Program. And if you read that article, this was an article about how the U.S. went in there and filtered with all their elections there to get their man in on the job. And this is what happens. They strip mine a country. They don't care about the human resources that people have or need. I mean, it's ridiculous. And this is because of corporations. And in from history.com, if you read this article about the Sandinistas, it says, if you can't see what they did here, they're also doing to America. And so then it goes on to say, those same corporations that say with China that Donald Trump says is taking advantage of America, they are the ones who fired Americans, who in turn lost their jobs, their apartments, their homes, their vehicles, as well as their credit. The corporations who took massive tax cuts and or bailouts, and the CEOs got millions of dollars in bonus pay after firing thousands of Americans. But for now, we'll just blame China with its millions in slave laborers so that when you turn your lapel back, you can see where it's made in China or made in Taiwan or made in Malaysia. You know, those products all used to be made in America. Blame the U.S. corporations. Don't blame the other ones, or the other countries there. Forget Bill Clinton sold the missile and computer technology. This was a cover-up on the Monica Lewinsky scandal. If you go to my website on YouTube, K7KTR, there's a video there called, and it's addressed to Trey Gowdy, We Make Laws. Apparently those laws don't work. And this is why we're back to this Jeffrey Epstein thing. All these are probably a basic cover story for something really, really big. And so out of that, what do we have this government talking about for helping the American people that are in such dire straits right now? Well, Lord Blankfein of Goldman Sachs talks about a recipe to pay more expect less. Goldman Sachs also asked a biotech research report, is curing patients a sustainable business model? In other words, they want you sick. And that's why we have big pharma. We have this opiate crisis where these big pharma are getting caught now after paying physicians to create a problem. Because, of course, Americans need the addiction centers. They need the health hospital type things for OD if they make it. And don't forget, the average funeral cost $8,000. Someone's always making money. Now, we're back to a GOP bill. Now remember, make America great again. 100 GOP legislators, 140 of them, sorry, voted for a bill drafted by business groups and Democrats which provides a green card giveaway to 300,000 Indian contract workers and dramatically increase the incentives for more Indian graduates to take college graduate jobs in the United States. The 365-65 vote means that the bill moves to the Senate now, where the GOP senators are pushing a matching giveaway bill, which is backed by Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Harris there. And only 57 of the 197 GOP legislators and only 8 Democrats presented votes against the giveaway. So I don't care what they're talking about. Like I mentioned earlier on Stephen's show, the Gator Boy, that when Trump caved on immigration, when he actually said corporations need these people. Now you can go to usdebtclock.org and see the actual number of Americans that aren't working. It's over 100,000, sorry, 100 million now. That's one third of the nation that is not working. A lot of them are probably mixed in there with different races and everything like that, you know. But the point is, those they were once registered. And then Trump's administration, what they do, they lowered the actual income of what they call the the working wage stuff. So it's lower, which makes it look like more people are in middle class, which is another lie. But until you understand what corporate fascism is, you're actually absolutely lost. And that's the problem here, you know. Ken wants a beer, by the way. Anyone got a beer out there? Can someone go fund me a beer for Kenneth? Anyway, now, here's another thing with all this liberal agenda here. Now, if this is happening in Europe, imagine what it's going to be doing here. Europe's syphilis rate has spiraled 70% since 2010, attributed to more riskier male sex. Syphilis cases have soared in Europe over the last decade and become the first time since the 2000s, more common in some countries than new cases of HIV, health experts said on Friday. And reported cases of sexual transmitted disease are up by 70% since that report, and this is from the European Centers of Disease Prevention and Control. It doesn't say eradication, it says control. And of course they do that through their agendas, because of course if you get a disease, you got to buy a pill, right? Like gabapentin was just in the news here again. Massive problems with gabapentin. They've been trying to push that stuff onto me for years. I was on it for one time, 2,400 milligrams a day. Wasn't doing a thing for me. But everyone's ODing on gabapentin. One town that did a bunch of autopsies found out that two-thirds of their autopsies were overdoses from gabapentin. It's the so-called new pain medicine. Thankfully, we have friends like Kenneth here in the control room that sent me some articles on Cranton, and so I'll be looking into that. But anyway, now we're back to this corporate fascism here. What's really worse than this above case is a theft from the real welfare recipients, that being corporations, of course. In one way, they love you. The ever in cost of increasing drugs is a bonanza for them. However, now we have a restaurant group who files for bankruptcy after progressive minimum wage laws harm profitability. And so over the past 3 years, the company's profitability has been significantly impacted by progressive wage laws along the Pacific Coast that have increased to the minimum wage. And this Bagley, who was quoted in here, says a large employer of the Seattle metro market, for instance, the company was one of the first in the market to be forced to institute wage hikes. And that's at a town hall there. So what they're going to do is they just shut down. And, of course, remember, they changed all the bankruptcy laws for the civilians. It's harder than hell to file bankruptcy and to do whatever you want. But these corporations, they can do whatever they want. when I got screwed over by Citibank in 2008, 2009, my mortgage, after all that screwing around, didn't get what I was supposed to get in the first place. Then they handed the mortgage off to Ditech. Well, then Ditech has now just filed Chapter 11. Now it's been pushed off to a new place, you know. And this is that daisy chain type thing. And they're all labeled now as debt collection agencies. So it looks good on a credit report. That's how they work, you know. Of course, Donald Trump said before his meeting with China, speaking to the manufacturing CEOs, again, remember, Donald Trump was going to China. Not like Nixon went to China, but he met with who? All his staff there of his security? No, he met with the CEOs of the corporations, the manufacturing CEOs. This is off the White House Gov briefings page. And it goes on to say, as you know, the United States lost one-third of our manufacturing jobs since NAFTA. That's an unbelievable number of statistics. And 70,000 factories closed since China joined the World Trade. See, they're blaming China now. Since they joined the World Trade Organization. 70,000 factories, it says. So when I used to give that statistic, I used to look about. I thought it was a typo. I said, it has to be a typo. I tell Wilbur, that can't be right. This is Trump. 70,000. Think of it. 70,000 factories. So you say, what are we doing? My administration's policies and regulatory reform, tax reform, trade policies will return significant manufacturing jobs to our country. Everything is going to be based on bringing our jobs back. The good jobs, the real jobs. They've left and they're coming back, says Donald Trump. Yeah, to who? All of these foreign workers who are trained. Most of these can qualify for better colleges or get free college to train here. Well, those like my daughter are masked with massive student loan debts, and it's pathetic. And that's exactly what we're seeing going on here. So, anyway, excuse me. So, it's with these very corporations who sent those jobs abroad. Americans got the shaft. I could have had Jerry Reed play that. She got the gold mine, I got the shaft, but it would have been notable there. Excuse me, I got a cough again. Anyway, so as mentioned from the first story above, when they are forced to pay a livable wage to Americans, they simply just go bankrupt. You know, who pays for that? Americans do. Look at those lost American jobs. Chrysler has displayed its Chinese-built version of the 300C sedan at Beijing's auto China store there in 2006. China's service parts and customer care brand, Mopar, has opened distribution centers in Shanghai, China, and Dubai, and in the United Emirates to facilitate expansion plans in Asia and the Middle East. Now, Donald Trump talks about exports and tariffs. Why not keep those products here, employ all those Americans, and when people want to order those parts or cars like that, they pay the export there, the shipping, the parts fees, all that stuff, and a handler from the U.S., stocks, the boxes, and so, but see, they don't do that. They just move their entire organization over there. And a lot of these places, their tax structure is different. And so they just move their main office. Even Noam Chomsky quotes about that. And they go by so many names, you can't even find the real name that they operate under anymore. Trump in his 1991 video there talked about the only way to bring back jobs in his country was through massive tax on corporations. He said 50%, and the only way that they can get any relief on taxes is to reinvest in the economy. Do you see that? No. They're buying massive amounts back of the stock market, and this is just what happened before the 1930s collapse, or 20s. But this is what happened there, the corporate fascism, so that when everything collapses, they own everything, and the people get screwed. Ford also moving their plant to Brazil and other manufacturers down there, air conditioners down to Mexico. This is the same thing. Thousands of jobs have gone, and of course, when they come back, well, here comes the workers to come back with them. Barely hear that music there. But anyway, so I guess got a break coming up here, so we'll be right back here. I got 10 minutes for the end of the show here, basically, so stay tuned.
Maybe I've learned this time, I hope that I find what I'm reaching for, the way that it is in my mind. Some get on through, but I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That does. It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I've always loved the ladies, ladies love the games. Seems the things they want the most, they always want to change.
The only thing that changes is my mind.
I never cut to the mark,
and I never go
and I never lie. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management. I'm back here to my last few minutes of this hour here, but I thank all those who are listening in. But I wanted to go back to say something here about, you know, in 2017, the national average for foreclosures on homes was filing was one in every 2,099.
The latest statistics there from 2017 to 2019 from the Stats, Facts, and Trends shows that foreclosures are trending up. And what's interesting is the banks aren't modifying loans. And if you look on the graph that they supply there, it shows flatline since 2014. But what you are getting are these little loan offers from these private firms to pay off your credit cards with an additional loan, not touch your mortgage or anything like that. So they offer you anywhere up to 30-some-odd percent interest rates on these weird loans. And I know that personally here, as my vehicle I've been having problems with. I've talked about this for months now. It's got 287,000 miles on it. It hasn't moved much in the last couple of months here. It's either missing in the engine. The miss is supposed to be in the back seat. But anyway, I can't afford a new vehicle. So I've tried four times to refi my mortgage and have been turned down. 2 years ago, this place was appraised at $100,000. 4 months ago, it was reappraised at $135,000. And now the state just appraised it at $166,000. I only owe $30,000 on it. And this is what they're doing. They're inflating the mortgages, the cost of retail there for housing, just like they did right before the bubble in 2008, 2009, to make it look like for those that can go out and get the loans that they can qualify. So I have untapped equity that I can't even touch. And this is what helps build the economy, buying vehicles, fixing your homes and stuff. Even a Green Tree, or not Green Tree, the other one. No, what is it called? Oh, can't think of the name. But anyway, they say right on there, don't put your home repairs on high interest credit cards. Refi now. And then when they come out with an appraiser, they say, well, you need to fix this and this and this before we can even do. Well, if I had the money to fix that, I wouldn't need, the whole thing is a fraud. Just as much as I would think, let it burn. Most homeowners are just private caretakers anyway for the banks. You never really can say that you own your home. Don't pay taxes and see how long you have it here. And oddly, on that same line of thought, if you don't pay your taxes, then you go to prison where you live off of taxes, right? Anyway, since this is my first show, I want to thank Kenneth in the control room again. Also for Steve, let me join him on his show, the Gator Goat Roper down there in Texas. Well, actually, he's over in Indiana right now, but I had to change that from God's waiting room. I'm sorry. I want to thank all those in the chat room and all the listeners out there. And yes, I am a country western fan. Old country there, Granny. But, there's a saying here that I came out, well, I didn't come out with, but I've kind of gleaned upon it more. Is if you really want to look at what's wrong in this country, don't look to D.C. for the swamp, because the politicians represent we the people. If you want change in this country, look at yourself, get out on the street and do something. They're doing it in France. They're meeting resistance here. But until these politicians realize what's going on and Americans are upset, they're just going to keep on going on. If you pay millions of dollars to get elected in this corrupt government we have, do you think that you're going to change anything after you get elected? Anyway, good evening to the group, and you have a great week, and we'll chat later. Thanks again.
Well, it wasn't too long till the lust all died, and I'll admit I wasn't too surprised. The day I come home, found my suitcase sitting out on the porch. Well, I tried to get in. She changed the lock. Then I found this note taped on the mailbox that said, "Goodbye, Turkey. My attorney will be in touch." So I decided right then and there, I was going to do what's right.
Give it's happening, her ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.